This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on this Valentine's Day weekend. And my first guest of the second hour has been a frequent guest on our show for many years. She's a delightful lady. She really is. And she's one of the sharks on ABC's hit TV show Shark Tank. Barbara Corcoran will be joining us. Later on in the hour, you've seen him on television a lot, and he's someone to be reckoned with. He's a retired Army general. Joining us is General Wesley Clark. Then if you are like me and you love the Wild West and all the old cowboy movies, well, we have Tom Clavin here who's written a book about Wild Bill Hickok. And then we'll finish the hour off with a great chat about heart health with Dr. Tiffany Sizemore, because February is Heart Month. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today, and I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. She's been on the show with us in the past, quite a lady, and of course she's part of ABC's hit reality show Shark Tank, and she's got news to talk to us about, as she did last year, about the Seal of Approval contest, announcing a $10,000 prize, and most importantly, a private consultation with the winning business. Joining us right now is Barbara Corcoran. Hi, Barbara, how are you?
Nice to hear you. A lovely voice again, Ron. It's so comforting, warm and cozy kind of voice.
Well, I love when you
there
talk like
that. There are three prizes, Ron. By the way, three prizes, three winners, not just one. We're not that mean-spirited. We want to let that money and the consulting go to three different people.
Well, you know, if you remember, and I'm sure you don't with all the things you have on your schedule, last year when we chatted, I said I would pay $10,000 to have lunch with you because it would be worth every penny of it. So, you know, you probably have a better deal with me right now as far as you personally is concerned.
Why don't you send me the $10,000 as a deposit, and I'll give that serious thought.
Okay. Can I post-date that, though, Barbara? Can I do that?
No. Don't be a wise guy. I'm not being a wise guy. I'm dealing straight with you. You just heard that.
I know that. Well, tell us about this now. It's you and On Deck, $10,000 to three different businesses to invest, an in-person strategy session, and I mean this, Barbara, with you having an in-person strategy session for anybody who has any business acumen, that's fantastic. And the fact that you get a chance to promote the business there on social media. So tell us about how you do this and what people are actually qualified to get this great reward. Three of them. Three.
Well, qualifying is really rather easy. All you do is go on Facebook.com, Ondeck Capital, and apply. It takes you a minute to 2 minutes if you type slow. But what you have to do is you have to explain to me if you get the 10,000, if you get the 10,000, if you're the winner, and if you get a chance to consult with me one-on-one, what are you going to use that money for? Mm-hmm. What are you going to, and what I'm looking for is someone who's a little bit street smart, someone who's not going to get so fancy. And if you want to have a hint, I generally look for something that leads directly to sales. When you have sales in a business, all other problems are cured. When you don't have the sales, every problem hurts. And so we're looking for practical-minded business owners who think they can make a difference in their business if they had just that extra found $10,000. Had it today, what would you do with it?
Now, you know, Barbara, I've been self-employed for many years, owning radio stations over my career. And so I certainly know what it's like to have $10,000 worth of input. But I think a lot of times that money is used foolishly, and I'm hoping that you guide these people. Because, you know, some people will say, $10,000, sounds like a new car to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's hope that I can not pick an entrepreneur like that, but we have a safety net here. Remember, I'm sitting down to talk with them. I plan on asking them where they're spending their time, where their sales came from to date if it's an existing business, what was most productive, what wasn't. I have the feeling that by the time I get through with someone, they're pretty smart. I can't imagine, because I'm thinking about the three entrepreneurs we had last year, and all of them really listen hard, and they're very smart the way they use the money, and they really make money as a result of using the money, and that's really what I'm after. So I'm not going to let somebody self-sabotage themselves, or I'm going to get really mad and come after them, and that's going to be a problem.
That's going to be worse than anything. The Body Works Ball is one of the people last year that really, that influx of cash made a big difference in their coming year.
Well, you know why? Because one of the things that I believe her name was B.J. Dowlin,
yeah,
if I'm pronouncing it well.
Dowlin.
One of the things that she wasn't doing is making direct sales calls, and she had a personality that could sell anybody. She like hit you over the head with her warmth and enthusiasm. So for her, she was spending no time out face-to-face selling her product. That was unbelievable to me. The minute she got out there, without even spending the $10,000, which was just sales calls, she was able to sell her Body Works ball to a giant spa chain, and that increased her sales exponentially. And so that was, you know, almost her mother could have told her that if she had sat down and listened to her a bit. But that was really the key that unlocked her own power. She was hiding it inside, developing like as though she was a scientist rather than going outside with the ball and letting people see the force behind the ball.
Well, Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I think the biggest problem people have when they go into business is that they are well-versed, they're well-educated in the business. And I don't mean the business world. I mean whether or not they're going to have a tennis court or a service industry or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't know is sales. Now, I learned sales a long time ago from my late father. And being in the broadcasting business, you know, people complain, oh, you got so many advertisers. Well, if you didn't have that, you'd be, you know, you'd be a stereo set, basically. People don't realize that the sales is the heart of the deal, and so many times they concentrate on the product and or service and have no clue as how to market and substantiate that business without the sales effort.
You know, Ron, I don't think I could even say what you just said any better, but you are so right, and people are so wrong in not acknowledging that. I have never in all the years I've been on Shark Tank, 8 years, I've invested in over how many businesses, I've lost count, well over 50 businesses. And I can tell you, when I don't have a sale, when I don't have an entrepreneur who could sell his service or product, that business is dead on arrival. They
right.
could get the exhaust and the boost from Shark Tank, but suddenly you're famous overnight. But the minute that dies down, the business goes nowhere. Sales is the heart, and it's like the kitchen of the house. It's the heart of the deal. It's the heart of the business. And if you can't sell, the only thing you could do to save your soul in a business is to get yourself a partner who can, and make them a partner as quick as you can, because you can't do well in business. The reason you have so many radio stations is not only that you were blessed with that delicious, deep resonance in your voice, but that could have been just, you could have been using that on your neighbors for the rest of your life, but instead, you're able to sell your way into success. And yes, you are totally correct. It's the most valuable part of being an entrepreneur, coupled with, and I'm sure you could confirm this, getting over rejection and the hiccups and the obstacles along the way. Just staying with the program. But without the sales, you don't even get that opportunity.
Well, I always say that the rejection is when the sale starts. I mean, I always chuckle when somebody says, I made a sale. What did you do? Well, they came into the car dealership and I sold them a car. No, they came into the car dealership because they were in the market for a car, okay? All you had to do is close the deal.
Take the order,
yeah. With all due respect to clerks in department stores, if there's any more department stores left, they are just that. They're not salespeople. They're clerks in a department store.
Once in a while, you meet one that's phenomenal.
Yes.
Once in a while, you meet one who knows the product, loves it, is contagious, and you walk out spending three times more money on the jewelry that you never planned on spending.
My wife gets upset with me because whenever I don't buy something from someone, I sit there and talk to them for a half hour. And she says, well, you know, just leave. I said, no. These people are salespeople. They can't be let down quickly because it takes away their moxie.
You're a sweetheart. You've got a soft touch.
Della,
you're nicer than me.
I think I love you. According to the Federal Reserve Bank, this is not a surprising figure to me. Some people listening to her voice might think it is. On an average, 33 hours.
33 hours to make a loan application and provide all the data that's necessary to get granted a loan with a large institution. It is a joke. It's really shameful.
Oh, yes. All the banking institution requirements are a joke. As far as I'm concerned, it's a scam. If you don't need the money, they'll give it to you, you know. But
absolutely.
Tell us in the moments we have left, Barbara, because I know you're on a busy schedule, how do people listening apply for this seal of approval contest?
It's very easy. You go on Facebook.com, On Deck Capital, and you simply fill out the form. It's as simple as that. You only have till the 14th. But short of that caveat, it's a snap to do. It takes you about a minute. But make sure you're good in your reason as to what you're going to use that money for, because I'm a harsh judge. I'm a mean son of a gun, and I'm going to look to tear your idea to shreds on how you're going to spend that money. I want you losing it.
I would love to go up with you. I really would. And after failing at 22 jobs, my friends, Barbara is now part of a $6 billion business, and that means perseverance is the name of the game. Hey, Barbara, congratulations on all your success on ABC's Shark Tank.
Thank you very much.
And Barbara, I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you want to come back, just let us know. And if you'd like to have me as one of your contestants, I can come up with some kind of a broadcasting invention that you can invest in. I'll figure out something.
Why don't you do that? Because everybody's going to buy right into your voice. And if you could sell, you're going to leave with it. Even Mr. Wonderful's cash. I believe you could.
Well, boy, what a team we would make. Well, Barbara, thank you so much. And please come back again soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate the welcome.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. Our very special guest is Barbara Corcoran. Of course, she is one of the sharks in ABC's Shark Tank, and she's talking about the Seal of Approval contest, where three winners will win $10,000 and an in-person strategy session with Barbara in New York City. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very honored to have our next guest with us. They have a new documentary out that I saw, and boy, I tell you, I was just blown away. It's called Hot Money. It's available on video on demand and DVD. And we have great veterans going to be joining us. The gentleman that we're going to be introducing is retired general after 38 years of service in the United States Army. He rose to the rank of four-star general as NATO's Supreme Allied Commander in Europe. Graduated first in his class at West Point. His awards are endless. Presidential Medal of Honor, Silver Star, Bronze Star, Purple Heart. Joining us right now is General Wesley Clark. Hello, General. How are you today? Nice to have you here, my friend.
Thanks so much, Ron. All good today.
Well, I hope so. And before we start, I want to thank you for your immense service to our country. We're proud of what you have done. We're proud of the military, and we're proud of your service. So thank you for your service to the country. Now, General, how did this whole thing come about? And by the way, this was co-produced by General and also by Jeff Bridges. The premise of this is very unique, puts a different importance, as far as I'm concerned, on climate change. It's the connection, the relationship, if you will, between the economy, our financial system, and climate change. How did this all come apart, General?
Well, it's the conversations that my son and I have around the dinner table. We just continually talk about it. I first saw the climate change problem in the mid-90s when I was in Latin America flying down the coast of South America and looking at the mountains that were supposed to have glaciers on them, and there were no glaciers. And that's when I realized climate change was real. When I retired from the military and went into business, I went into the energy business. I looked at wind turbines and so forth. Wes and I worked together in some of that, and we recognized the significance of climate change. And it's just gotten, it's so sad because there was more public consensus on the need to deal with climate change 15 years ago than there is today.
Yeah.
I hope we can fix that, and that's one of the reasons we did the tape or the video.
I see climate change, and I watch it on the news, and I'm thinking to myself, through all the millions of years that this world has been here, you know, the ice age, everything changing, the immediacy of this, to me, was never really such a priority. However, you bring it into a different realm here, the economic realm, because we still are confronted, and we will be, with these natural disasters. Economically, it's going to wipe us out. General, there's a clip in the trailer that I saw this morning that was just hit me, okay? And it was of President Eisenhower, where he said, you know, don't worry about anything because our economy, our monetary system, has a lot of assets to it. with what's going on in the administration and in Washington today, where they're printing money like it's gum wrappers, how does that affect the backing of the dollar as we know it, or as President Eisenhower talked about it, and then put that in connection with the climate change, that it would affect the economy if we continue to have these disasters? Are we in trouble?
Well, I think then, you know, you can see the end in sight if we can't come to terms with climate change and deal with this. And the reason is that the economy runs on debt. The U.S. dollar is based on the full faith and credit of the United States government. And, you know, people will take a piece of paper and give you something in return. And that's not only true here, but it's true abroad. The more of that paper you throw out, the less value it has. That's debt. But in the private sector, we're also running on debt. Everybody understands that if you really want to make money on an investment, you don't put all your money in it. You put a little bit, and you get other people's money in there. And it's not really their money. It's the promise of their money in the future. It's called leverage. It's debt. So the world is awash in debt. And that debt is a huge overhang on the current system and assets today. So what we're showing in the movie is something happens to those houses on the oceanfront or a house in the mountains because of fire. That has a ripple effect, a contagious effect throughout the financial system. And as climate change continues and deepens and storms become greater, natural disasters more costly, drought more severe, rainfall more devastating, well, it just compounds into the financial sector. At some point, it's too great a load to deal with. It hits the poor countries first, but we're not immune here in the United States.
Okay, but if you have a situation that you have control over, let's say you're a car manufacturer and a model year doesn't go over the way you anticipated it to do, then you pull that model or change the design or make some changes. How do you do that with Mother Nature? General, what do we do? How do we act and put it into play?
Well, the truth is that you have to have government here. For 40 years, we've been saying that government can't do the job. The private sector is more efficient. Government's big. It's bloated. Taking our tax money. What's it doing with it? It's wasting money. Look, government is there, and this is why we formed the United States of America, to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. We have to change the incentive structure so that the social costs of hydrocarbons are reflected in the personal and private costs we pay for things like gasoline and others. We've got to put a price on carbon. If we do that, the private sector and the supply and demand in the marketplace will sort through the right technologies and help us deal with this. But for 200 years, we've been acting like you can dump carbon and dioxide in the atmosphere and it's free. Just dump it up there. The same way that, you know, back when I was a kid growing up, we used to dump sewage just into the rivers and say, oh, the river's so big, a little bit of sewage won't hurt. Right. The fish go to the bathroom in the water anyway.
Right.
And we learned we couldn't do that. That creates disease. What we have is a disease of the atmosphere right now, in which we, for 200 and odd years, we've pumped so much carbon into the atmosphere that it's changing the actual climate in the earth. So we love the free market system. It's the only way to allocate resources, but we have to have government set the incentives and the guardrails and do the regulation that helps us make the right choices for everybody. So we're going to have to call on the government. I think we've got people in the White House right now to do it. I think they fully understand the urgency, but there are some difficult policy choices ahead before we, you know, hit the brick wall on the financial system, but make those choices.
I think you have made the first step in this because you put a different twist on the immediacy of climate change. And again, now it's called Hot Money. It's available on video on demand and DVD right now. And the website is hotmoneyfilm.com. Go there and you'll learn more about it. General, thank you so much for joining us. Please come back anytime. And again, I repeat, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, Ron.
Our guest has been retired General Wesley Clark, 38 years of service in the United States Army. He also rose to the rank of four-star general as NATO's Supreme Allied Commander in Europe. He's the recipient of the Presidential Medal of Honor, Silver Star, Bronze Star, and Purple Heart. Hey, we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Saggi Today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now voting on whether to convict Donald Trump for insurrection on January 6th. The lead attorney for former President Trump, Michael Vandeveen, gave his closing arguments.
With your vote, you can defend the Constitution, you can protect due process, and you can allow America's healing to begin. I urge the Senate to acquit and vindicate the Constitution of this great republic.
And the closing arguments for House Impeachment Manager Jamie Raskin.
We're defending the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House against a president who acted no better than a marauder and a member of that mob by inciting those people to come here. And in many ways, he was worse. He named the date, he named the time, and he brought them here, and now he must pay the price.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A lawman and a driver, a marksman, a scout, and a gambler for his trade. In a shootout on the frontier, he made his reputation, his long hair flowing in the cross-border rage.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, if you were like the millions of youngsters, of which I was one back in the late 50s and early 60s, growing up watching all the great TV westerns and wanted to become a cowboy, then you're going to love our next guest. He is a New York Times best-selling author. One of his books was Dodge City. His new book is right here in my hands in hardcover called Wild Bill, the true story of the American frontier's first gunfighter. Joining us is Tom Clavin. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I have fallen into that category of wanting to be a cowboy. And then what made it even worse, Tom, is that I used to go out to Arizona and watch them film the TV shows like Wanted Dead or Alive and all of those shows. It's like the railroad, the romance of the Wild West.
Well, I think we had similar experiences because I remember as a kid watching Rawhide, Wagon Train, Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel,
right.
Wanted Dead or Alive, and the Death Valley Days, and there were all these shows. I mean, that was the time period when, at least on television anyway, the Western was king. And so there was a lot of kids like me that wanted to go to the West, have experience with the Wild West, be a cowboy. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that at this point in my life I get to do the next best thing, which is write about it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, again, I was the same way as you were. I just was enamored. I still am. People tell me, I've been in the broadcasting business for over 50 years. People say, what do you want to do? I want to be a cowboy. Okay, but I want to be a gentleman cowboy. I want to stress that very, very clear. Wild Bill Hickok. Now, he was portrayed on television by Guy Madison, was he not?
He was. There was a television show with Guy Madison on Wild Bill, and it was popular for a time. But again, it was during that golden age where it seemed like in Hollywood anyway, the feature film westerns were starting to decline, but they found this big home for them on television.
I asked Roy Rogers this one time, and this is you know, a real treat. I don't know if you've ever talked to him.
No, not didn't have the privilege.
Oh, boy. I said, let me ask you a question. How do you get on a horse, ride down a dusty road trying to find the bank robber? You find him, you jump off your horse, you grab him, you roll down a hill, and your shirt tails never come out of your pants. How is it even possible? Well, let's talk about Wild Bill Hickok, okay? First of all, this is a gentleman who did a lot of things. He was a Union soldier. He was kind of an early spy, if you will, gathering intelligence. Yes. He was also an entertainer. He became a U.S. Marshal. He was just all-around guy, did everything, and he knew the likes of George Custer and Frank and Jesse James. I mean, he really had a varied life. You don't even know if he was a good guy or a bad guy at the time.
Well, you know, the gunfighter usually has a negative reputation, and Hickok definitely was, you know, was the undefeated gunfighting champ of the American frontier. But he did have a code of honor. You know, he did not seek to have fights. He did not, you know, look forward to the next opportunity to using his gun. But especially as his reputation grew, and we've seen movies and television shows about this, where, you know, he had to wonder about somebody who was going to be younger and faster coming to take his crown, so to speak. So every so often he was pushed into a confrontation, a gunfight he didn't want to have, but if he's going to have it, he was going to shoot the fastest and shoot the straightest.
How did you, Tom, go back and research something that happened 150 years ago? I mean, that's what I found fascinating.
Well, you know, same thing with my book, Dodge City. Fortunately, when you had these towns being founded on the American frontier, as we moved farther west, part of establishing those towns, you know, people would build churches, they would build schools, and they would start a newspaper. So, thankfully, and Wild Bill did get around a lot, as you mentioned. He roamed all over the frontier. He got a good amount of newspaper coverage. He was a celebrity in a lot of ways. So when he came to town, people reported on that. The other thing, which is really unusual, is that he liked to write letters. And he was not a formally educated person, but when he originally left his home and his family behind in Illinois, his mother and siblings, and he would write back to Illinois for years, telling them of his experiences and adventures. And then when he fell in love, he and his girlfriend were apart for years before they finally got married, but they would write each other letters. So to find those letters still, some of them still existing in like the Kansas Heritage Center and Buffalo Bill Cody Museum of the West, you really get a flavor for what Bill himself was doing and thinking about it. So I get to include some of that voice in the book.
Now, Wild Bill Hickok, you have to be really good friends with Buffalo Bill Cody. How did that happen?
Well, there's about a 10-year age difference. Buffalo Bill was younger than Wild Bill, and they met on a wagon train expedition one time when Buffalo Bill, who was only then known as Billy Cody, was 11 or 12 years old, and some big bully was about to beat him up and cause him a lot of harm. And Wild Bill Hickok intervened and said, you know, you touch that boy and you won't be sitting down for a month of Sundays. And Buffalo Bill always felt that Wild Bill had saved his life. He got the chance to repay that years later when they were both U.S. Army scouts. But their friendship lasted for as long as Wild Bill was alive, and in fact led to Wild Bill becoming a Broadway star when they were in a play together that was a big hit in New York.
That's unbelievable. And Buffalo Bill went on to be a pretty successful businessman after Wild Bill Hickok passed away. When I first watched TV and you saw all these guys, it was very, very cool. Then you see pictures of them, they look like bums, you know. Wild Bill Hickok. He had a very distinct habit. These guys are out on the range for a long time. He bathed every day, and his handles on his guns were backwards, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world.
Yes, I mean, yeah, as you indicated, we out on the frontier, men can go for weeks without bathing, but Wild Bill is very fastidious about his appearance. He was 6'1". He was a tall, rather imposing guy, bathed every day, wore the buckskin, the sombrero, the yellow moccasins. He had the guns on, the handles out, because what he liked to do is the cross draw. And what made him especially effective is that not only could he draw guns with both hands, but he could shoot equally as well with his left and his right. So he was a very imposing figure. One of the things that prevented more gun battles was because sometimes somebody thought about confronting him and they said, wait a minute, I'm not going to live very much longer if I confront Wild Bill. Just look at the guy. He looks like he can really handle himself. And he could. He was a real deal.
There was a 1936 movie called The Plainsman, which was a story about Wild Bill, which kind of didn't really portray the love affair that you talk about in the book. He was married. He was only married for 4 months to his wife. He passed away. Of course, he was shot in the head from behind while playing cards, which, by the way, two aces, two eights, and a queen are a dead man's hand as a result of how he died. But then he wasn't buried with his wife. He was buried with Calamity Jane, who some people say he had a daughter with, and they were very close.
Calamity Jane would be the first one to say that. She did meet Wild Bill when he was on his way to Deadwood, and they didn't know each other for basically a couple of months in that summer of 1876 that Wild Bill was killed. But for years afterwards, and Calamity Jane lived to 1903, she claimed that she and Wild Bill had this romance, that they were the love of each other's life. They even had a child together. Her last wish, which was granted, was when she died, she was buried next to Wild Bill. I mean, to this day, if anybody, you go to Deadwood, South Dakota, there they are. Their graves are next to each other, side by side, probably much to Wild Bill's eternal consternation. But the real love of his life was a woman named Agnes Lake, who was a remarkable person that, an 1800s businesswoman, circus owner. She was the rival of Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers, and a very formidable person, and she's the one that Wild Bill fell in love with, and because of their separate careers, she had a circus to operate that was roaming the country. He was roaming another part of the country. It was years of circling each other before they finally, she decided, I'm going to find him, and we're going to get married, and they were, and that would have been, I'm sure a long-lasting relationship, but only a few months later, he was killed.
Yeah. Great pictorial tone in the book also, I might add. James Butler Hickok was Wild Bill. How'd he get his name? There's a story behind that, too, I guess.
There is a story. I mean, he was nicknamed Bill because he had a brother, and they called each other Bill. So that sort of stuck. But he was also somebody that, now he was an abolitionist. He was anti-slavery. But in the first year of the Civil War, he was walking past a saloon. There's a commotion inside. And a bartender who had expressed some support for the Southern cause was being beaten up by six guys. And one thing that Wild Bill did not like for sure was an unfair fight and injustice and bullies. So he went in there with fists flying to support the bartender, get him out of that trouble. And word got around what he had done. And later that day, he was walking down the street, and a woman noticed him and called out to him, "Way to go, Wild Bill." And that name stuck with him for the rest of his life. So he was always known as Wild Bill Hickok. And what a great name for if you're a Western icon to be known as Wild Bill.
I tell you something. It was a great book. I want to thank you for doing something for me personally, taking me back to my youth and reminding me why I wanted to be in the Wild West.
That's right.
But the only problem is the Wild West didn't have any radio at that time. I would have been probably the guy who maybe called bingo in the barn on Saturday nights.
Or you would have been the trailblazer.
The trailblazer. You never know. Hey, the book is great. It's penned by our guest, Tom Clavin. It's called Wild Bill, the true story of the American frontier's first gunfighter. Tom, come back anytime. We'll talk about Westerns when we'll compare notes about what we did back in our youth wanting to be cowboys.
That sounds like fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Wild Bill, the true story of the frontier's first gunfighter, Wild Bill Hickok. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. It's February, and of course, that is National Heart Month. And we have with us right now an individual who is very qualified in this area of expertise, board certified in cardiology, internal medicine, nuclear cardiology, and we're going to be talking about all of the things that really are involved in keeping yourself healthy so that you can get through a very, very serious situation if indeed is become part of your health routine. And that is, of course, a healthy heart. Joining us right now is Dr. Tiffany Sizemore.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me today.
I have to tell you something. I read all about you. You've had degrees in science from Florida Atlantic University at only 19 years old. I mean, you have really, really embraced this. And we want to talk about the health issue of heart, because I saw a statistic that just blew me away. Heart disease kills more people than all forms of cancer combined. What do we do? Because COVID-19, I know, prevents a lot of people from going to the hospital when indeed they're having chest pain. So we've got a double issue here. A lot of problems that people have with their hearts because they don't take care of it, and COVID-19.
That's exactly right, and that's the point I've been kind of stressing to my patients as well. We still need to take care of ourselves regardless of the pandemic. So if someone is experiencing chest pain, any medical concerns at all, even if it's abdominal pain, whatever, and they feel like they need to see a doctor, by all means, please still go to the hospital, seek medical attention. We're seeing patients present entirely too late in a disease process because, frankly, they were just scared to leave their house. But, you know, unfortunately, heart disease is still the number one killer regardless of this pandemic. So we need to be focused on our heart health and focused on how we're going to make ourselves better to prevent disease in the future.
People are cognizant of heart issues, but don't do anything about it even in the good times. 83% believe that heart attacks can be prevented, but they don't do anything to prevent them. Last week, we were doing a tribute to my friend Larry King, who wrote a book several years ago about heart health and his first heart attack, and he and I agreed on the fact that Americans don't consider themselves at risk. It's always going to happen to the other person, and that is a fallacy.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. I mean, the statistics are the statistics, right? Heart disease is the number one killer, just like you said, more than all forms of cancer combined. And I feel like that's just not well enough known, and that's why we do the things that we're doing, like what we're doing today, and that's why I try and educate the public on the importance of the prevention of heart disease and recognizing that heart disease is our number one killer. As a cardiologist, I do a lot of preventive cardiology, and so patients always ask me, well, doc, you know, what can I do to prevent heart disease? What can I do myself? Patients have things that they can control and that they cannot control, right? So we can't control what our mom and dad died of. We can't control our genetics. We can unequivocally control what we're putting into our body and how we're fueling ourselves. So one thing I get asked a lot is, what supplement should I be taking? How can a supplement help ward off heart disease? And I always recommend omega-3s. Omega-3s are really essential nutrients that have been researched as a way to support a healthy heart. And the reason I recommend them for almost all of my patients is 70% of Americans have low omega-3s because they don't eat enough fish. And I always recommend omega-3s. In particular, I really recommend Cori krill oil as a superior omega-3. As a doctor, we worry about absorption at source. And most importantly, my biggest complaint for my patients is, oh, I don't want to take a fish oil because I don't like the fishy aftertaste. And what's great about Cori krill oil is there's no fishy aftertaste. It really helps with compliance for their patients. Their omega-3 levels really do go up, and it helps to be beneficial for their heart and overall health.
It's funny you should mention that, because I take that, and I don't have the burping up of that taste, and it's odorless, so I'm not afraid of talking to somebody, and I smell like a shark. So. But what about eating habits? I mentioned to you before I went on the air that my father died at 55 years old of a heart attack. You know, he smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day, and that was in the time when donuts and being Italian, pasta was a big part of your diet. You can't do that anymore, can you?
No. Now we're all realizing smoking's bad, right? And we're realizing that we need a low cholesterol, low unsaturated fat diet. And so that's another thing. I do a lot of weight loss medicine. Patients come to me, hey, doc, what can I do to help myself lose weight? And, you know, I always say you have to start your day off on the right foot, right? You have to start with the right breakfast. It's going to give you the tools to kind of fuel through your day. I've always recommended Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and I'm happy because they have a new product called Kellogg's Raisin Bran Toasted Oats and Honey. And what I love about it is it has whole grains and each spoonful. It has the heart-healthy Kellogg's ingredients that we all know and love that, you know, we grew up with, hearty bran flakes and juicy raisins. But now, as an addition, it's paired with crisp toasted oats and a touch of real honey, which I like because I like sweetness, and so I get my little bit of sweetness in the morning. And then also it's full of fiber. It's a good source of fiber, and that helps to support digestive health, and fiber also helps us to feel full so we can go about and start our day on the right foot.
Is it a fallacy that by not eating you lose weight? Because That's what I've done in the past. Oh, I just won't eat today. And I find out that I gain weight.
Yeah, that's actually a frequent question that I get in my office a lot. And everybody's different, honestly. But most people should eat frequent small meals throughout the day to keep their metabolism working so they don't have insulin surges when they have a big meal. So small, frequent meals is really, as a whole, again, everyone's different, but as a whole, that's the best way to keep weight off. And then, you know, people always then ask me, oh, okay, well, can I drink? And if I can drink, how much can I drink? And that's always a very pressing question in my office. And believe it or not, the polyphenols, which are found in wine, actually do support heart health. It helps to reduce the blood pressure, reduce the risk of heart disease, and especially with COVID-19, it actually helps to reduce inflammation in the body. But if you're like me and like you, you have to be up early in the morning or you're on call, you know, wine sometimes isn't an option because of the alcohol content. So there's a wine company called Stella Rosa. They have a product called Stella Rosa Naturals, which is great because it's non-alcoholic. It's semi-sweet, semi-sparkling, but what's wonderful is it's not alcoholic but still has those heart-healthy polyphenols that are important for heart health. It actually has 30% less calories than its alcoholic counterpart. So for someone like me where I like the taste but I'm on call and I can't have the alcohol, I'm kind of getting a twofer. I get my taste, I get my polyphenols, and I don't have to worry about the after effects of the alcohol.
Now, I know a combination of exercise and diet are the perfect formula, but what really comes first? And I like to exercise, but I'd like to lose some weight before I do it because it's so hard to exercise when you're a little overweight.
It really is a combination, to be honest with you. And, you know, I will say it's a lot easier to eat 1,000 calories than it is to burn 1,000 calories, right? So exercise is important. Again, it helps keep your metabolism up, keeps your heart strong. Remember, your heart's a muscle. The more it pumps, the better it is. It's no different than lifting weight. You want to pump the heart, but you need to make sure you're buying the right foods in order to fuel your heart so you have the energy to exercise, and that's important also. I like Save-A-Lot. It's an ultimate one-stop shop for heart-healthy grocery needs, offering quality ingredients and value to its customers. Save-A-Lot provides quality ingredients for your family, so again, you fuel up your body well, you go to Save-A-Lot, you buy the right foods, you fuel your body, you have a great dinner, and then as a family, you can go and exercise together. It really is a symbiotic relationship between exercise and diet for sure.
Where can we go for more information on this?
Sure, if you go to tipsontv.com. There's heart healthy tips for heart month.
I like your philosophy on this. Not that far away from Fort Lauderdale, so one day I may be walking into your office, doctor.
Sounds great.
We want to remind everybody that February is heart month, but every month is heart awareness. So please don't just think about it today and this month. Think about it 12 months out of the year. And our guest has been Dr. Tiffany Sizemore, and we're talking about keeping your heart healthy. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's a wrap on Ron Sedgy today on this Valentine's Day weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And they include the great Don McLean, comedian Jeff Allen, Matt Hartwig from Shark Tank, Barbara Cochran, retired general from the United States Army Wesley Clark, author Tom Clavin, who penned the book about Wild Bill Hickok, and Dr. Tiffany Sizemore talking about heart health during February, National Heart Month. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, happy Valentine's Day, and I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.